The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material. This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
It's been the ambition of every totalitarian state to control every aspect of behavior, of conduct, of thought. None of them have been able to do it. Even in Hitler's Germany, you can cross the Alps and you can hide in an attic like Anne Frank did.
You can't deal with the argument on its merits because it's bonkers.
That's a great asset. More inflation. What a stupid son of a...
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Grandpa Joe got a little testy yesterday. Grandpa Joe does not like what's happening all around him. I guess the realization is finally sinking in that America is rejecting Democrats and their policies. It's happening across the board. You see the numbers all day long. 500% increase in carjackings all over America. Crime in the streets. Prisoners being released. Criminals roaming the streets because Democrats don't want to incarcerate people of color. It's unbelievable what the country is turning into right before our eyes. And the left, of course, pretends it's not happening. That's the funny part. We have a montage of CNN types pretending that what we know is happening isn't really happening. But slowly but surely they're turning. NBC is turning against the Biden administration. I mean, one by one, these networks are coming around and recognizing the dogs don't like the food. But back to Grandpa Joe snapping at Peter Ducey. There's one reaction we ought to have. It's not righteous indignation. We shouldn't get all bent out of shape. We shouldn't get angry. We ought to laugh it off. I mean, for one thing, that's a walk in the park. Calling Peter Ducey an SOB is a walk in the park compared to President Trump. A sharp-elbowed guy that took no prisoners. And, of course, we loved it. You know, when he called Chuck Todd an SOB, I don't think any of us wrung our hands and flipped out and said that's not presidential. Well, the left did, the Trump haters did, but we didn't. So we shouldn't do it when Biden does it. Of course, the major difference, the glaring difference, is the reaction of the mainstream media. It's hysterical to me, positively comical. Listening to the media excuse and defend Biden calling a White House reporter an SOB when they were so apoplectic when Trump did it. That's hysterical. And kudos to Peter Ducey for laughing it off. He got on with Jesse Waters last night, who had his first primetime show last night, 7 p.m., He's going to do great there, and really happy for Jesse getting his own primetime show on Fox News after starting out as the guy that essentially, you know, got Bill O'Reilly's coffee. I mean, he started out at the very bottom over at Fox News, and he is now a primetime star. So welcome to the Fox News, the big leagues, Jesse Waters. He's the guy who always called me to book me when I did O'Reilly's show back in the day. And Jesse Waters had his hilarious exchange with Peter Ducey. And this is classic. This is how we ought to just laugh about it. Don't get excited. Don't get angry about it. recognize that, you know, Biden is losing it. Guess what? They said the walls are closing in on Trump for 4 years. Well, that was a ruse, but the walls are closing in on Biden. The country's going to hell in a handbasket. Here's the exchange between Jesse Waters and Peter Ducey last night on Fox News.
There was a group of reporters that were all gathered. We listened to him explain the Competition Council, which is the reason that he's having this meeting with most of the cabinet. And somebody shouted out a question about Russia, and the president said, I'm not going to take questions right now about anything off topic. So I shouted out something that's not on my 2 pages of questions about crime. Okay, what about inflation? Do you think inflation is a political liability in the midterms? And then he said that, and I couldn't even hear him because people were shouting at us to get out. But somebody came up to me in the briefing room a few minutes later and said, did you hear what the president said? And I said, no, what? They said, he called you a stupid SOB. And I said, did he say SOB? And the person said, no.
He did the elongated version.
You know? Fun time?
Yep. So, Ducey, I think the president's right. You are a stupid SOB.
Yeah, nobody has fact-checked him yet and said it's not true.
No one's given Pinocchio's for that one.
I mean, it's true. It's just laughing off. And then Biden called Ducey. You know he wanted to apologize, but they wouldn't let him. And I don't know if he wanted to apologize or not. I think he's really a bitter, kind of angry old man. And, you know, the older he gets, the angrier he gets. And let's face it. I mean, we're all hope to get there someday, but he's old. He's an old man. And he doesn't like the way things are going. He thought this would be a cakewalk. I mean, now he's got, you know, Ukraine blowing up. He's got crime. He's got illegal immigration. COVID, 2,000 deaths a day still in America. Hate to break it to you, but he doesn't have COVID under control. They're praying it goes away. That's their only chance in the midterms, and I don't know that it'll be enough. But give me your honest reaction to this. Were you upset when you heard Biden calling Ducey an SOB? And all Peter Ducey was doing was asking a legitimate question about inflation. And incidentally, that wasn't unintentional. Biden may not know what he had for breakfast or what day it is, but I promise you he knows that he had a microphone in front of him. He didn't think somebody magically turned the mic off. He did it on purpose. He wants to show progressives how tough he is. He wants to say, look at me. They're only taking on Fox News reporters. He disparaged, I think it was Jackie Heinrich last week from Fox News. They're only going after Fox reporters. Well, now they're going to have to start going after NBC and Chuck Todd, I guess, since Chuck Todd, oh, by the way, who was also famously called an SOB by President Trump, Chuck Todd looked into the camera Sunday morning and said, America essentially despises the Biden administration. He looked into the camera and said, Americans don't think the guy's competent. Americans don't think the guy is a good commander-in-chief. What was it, 5%? Of people think that Biden's doing a better job than expected? 5%? So even Chuck Todd, that SOB, looks, I'm kidding, I'm just quoting Trump. Even Chuck Todd is turning on the Democrats and this administration. You know, I think consistency is important. And if you never criticized Trump for his sharp-elbowed approach to everything, the bull in the china shop approach, and I'll admit, I didn't. He had enough criticism. He was dealing with literal jackals every day, morning, noon, and night. But if we didn't criticize Trump for the language he used, I think it looks silly for us to criticize Biden for his outburst with Peter Ducey. Am I wrong? Do I see this the wrong way? We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. I'd love for you to join us on a Tuesday, January 25th episode. Here's our number, 1-800-655-MIKE. Press 1 to come on air with us, 2 to leave a voicemail. You can text us your comments as well on the MyPillow text line. Wait till you hear the special that Mike, I talked Mike Lindell into, and I did. I absolutely went to Mike and said, listen, our listeners are knocking it out of the park every day buying MyPillow products. Can you give us a big special on the sheets? People love the sheets. And boy, did he deliver. Mike Lindell came through in a big way for Mike Gallagher Show listeners. I'll tell you all about that in a few minutes. But first, your phone calls. Join me, 1-800-655-MIKE. Let me know what you think. I mean, am I wrong to laugh off Grandpa Joe's cursing out Peter Ducey? You think it's important? Or do you think it's just hysterical how the left-leaning media is pretending that it's no big deal when they whined and complained and moaned for 4 years of Donald Trump? 1-800-655-6453. Hope you join me.
Want the Mike Gallagher Show 24/7? There's an app for that. Go to MikeOnline.com.
I'm not joking when I say this. If you're ever working with me and I hear you treat another colleague with disrespect, talk down to someone, I promise you I will fire you on the spot. On the spot. No ifs, ands, or buts. Everybody is entitled to be treated with decency and dignity. That's been missing in a big way the last 4 years.
Well, you sure know how to return decency and civility to the White House, calling a reporter a son of a blank. Yep, Grandpa Joe is falling apart. Let's face it. I mean, he is. I got a hysterical text message, and I was really worried because I thought it was somebody who knew Tracy, my screener and assistant here in the radio station. Job opening, presidential aide, must be able to make oatmeal, know the price of Depends. Be strong enough to push the stroller around. Must be fluent in gibberish. Have shock therapy training. Inquire all inquiries, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Ask for Kamala. And I was worried because I was afraid that somebody figured out that Tracy helps make the best oatmeal from PhD weight loss. I can't make it like thick and gooey the way oatmeal ought to be when I put it together, because all you do is add water. And it's delicious. It's the best oatmeal with a little heavy cream. And yep, that's the PhD weight. 14 pounds in 3 weeks. Or no, what am I saying? 16 pounds in 3 weeks. 16 pounds since I started 3 weeks ago. It's working. And so I was afraid that was when I saw must be able to make oatmeal. I thought, oh my Lord, somebody's heard that Tracy makes great oatmeal for me. And they're mocking me, asking her. And she does, I hope she doesn't mind. But I don't know what I'd do without Tracy and the oatmeal, because it gets me through the day. All right, let's take some phone calls on this. Spend a few minutes. We got to talk about Ukraine. We got to talk about Joe Rogan once again being absolutely just crucified for daring to question anything about COVID. You're not allowed. You're not allowed. Harry's in Jamesburg, New Jersey. Hey, Harry, welcome aboard. How are you today?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm great.
So I think you're a little off base here. There's okay. A big difference between Trump and Biden. Trump came at the media because it was the only way he could get on his coverage. The media was constantly bashing him. And, yes, he did go over the top sometimes, but after 4 years of having your family attacked, it's going to happen. Biden gets angry anytime he's questioned because he didn't tell the truth and he has no answers. So Trump got angry because the truth wasn't being told. Biden gets mad because the truth is.
Right. And Biden, you're right, of course. And Biden is also falling apart. I mean, everything's coming off the rails for these guys. They can't do anything right. They can't get anything right.
Dad, I disagree on one thing. I do agree with you on that 100%. But where I do disagree with people, they keep saying Biden's doing a bad job. He's not. He's doing a good job. He's doing exactly what he promised the radical left to get elected.
You bet he is. He's fulfilling the radical agenda of, honest to goodness, the destruction of our cities is not accidental. This is simple. When you install George Soros-funded prosecutors and district attorneys who are unwilling to put bad guys behind bars, and then they are free to roam and destroy our cities, that's not an accident. That's no accident. Heck, even Democrats are giving credit, incidentally, to Donald Trump for the economic recovery that was starting before Biden took over. Did you see Mark Warner's cut? Do we have Mark Warner's cut? You got to play this clip. Here's Mark Warner, prominent Democrat, one of the most high-profile Democrats today.
The market is still saying this is an underlying strong economy. So the Fed's biggest tool is raising interest rates. The second tool, and again, I think Jay Powell, one of the reasons I support him is, you know, it was all hands on deck at the beginning of COVID when the whole economy froze. And, you know, this is one of the areas I'll give President Trump a credit for, and particularly his Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin. We put
Wait. Did I hear Virginia Democrat Senator Mark Warner give credit to Donald Trump for the stimulus bills that helped low and moderate income Americans? Oh, now that's something to have the vapors about.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
I did want to ask you also about the Biden administration restarting Donald Trump's Remain in Mexico policy.
Yes, and it's unacceptable. The Biden administration has not just reinstated it, but has unfortunately expanded it to include Haitians. So that's been a real disappointment.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Boy, it's good to be with you today. Tuesdays, I'm always in such a great mood on Tuesday. Why is that? Well, I don't even understand that. All my life, I've always loved Tuesdays. And, you know, I guess it's because one of the reasons, well, let me first of all mention that portions of the Mike Gallagher Show are proudly brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Got a great email yesterday from somebody on Fellowship Home Loans. We got that in there, right, Eric? I was so happy to see that guy's note. And this happens a lot. I get these kind of unsolicited emails from people about our clients and our sponsors and our partners all the time. Feel free to send us an email. Let me know. I might read it on the air like I'm going to read David's from Jacksonville, Florida, and his experience with Fellowship Home Loans. Our email is mike@mikeonline.com. Easy to remember. mike@mikeonline.com. How about this one? Dear Mike, I wanted to let you know I did a refi cash out with Fellowship Home Loans. Everything went well. They stayed on top of me to get them the documents they needed to close the loan. From start to finish, I think the whole thing took 3 weeks. 3.75% interest, 0 points. Very pleased. Thank you, David, Jacksonville, Florida. Well, we'd love to hear another happy story from our friends at Fellowship Home Loans, another success story from fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. I also am very excited to announce a huge special that I asked for from Mike Lindell. I went to Mike and said, listen, our listeners, month after month, the number of people who go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code Mike G to get huge discounts on pillows and slippers and the Giza Dream Sheets and so many of these great items, over 100 items to choose from, is astounding. I mean, trust me. I see every morning a report, and I'm so grateful. I mean, first of all, this is an engaged audience. You're not just passive. You don't listen in the background. I asked you to help kids. 3 or 4 times a year, we reach out to you to help the poor and the needy, as frankly, as Christ commanded us to do. We do God's work. And in December, you donated. We got the final number yesterday. Did you see what it was, Eric? $272,000. I thought it was $255,000. It was $272,000. Well over $250,000 that you contributed during the month of December. That's right, COVID December for Team Gallagher when I was out, you know, for a week and then out for Christmas. So I was only here for half the month, and you still donated over $270,000 to send Bibles and messages from prisoners to their children. It's a beautiful ministry, Prison Fellowship. So this is what you're capable of. Collectively, we're moving mountains together. And when you buy a product from MyPillow, you're doing a lot more than just buying a pillow. I mean, you're supporting a guy who is fighting the good fight really pouring all of his heart and effort into election integrity. And yes, so listen, you don't have to agree with him, but he shouldn't be canceled. Mike Lindell shouldn't be kicked. MyPillow shouldn't be hurt. It's a great American product. And thousands, if not millions of people have MyPillow products in their homes. So I went to Mike. You guys keep, you just keep supporting MyPillow. You keep honoring Mike. And I said, Mike, can we do a big special for a product that I know our listeners love, the Giza Dream Sheets? Because, you know, these are big, beautiful, luxurious, durable sheets made for any size bed, by the way, full or queen or king size. And I said, Mike, how about giving Team Gallagher an exclusive, amazing price on those Giza Dream Sheets? Because, listen, there's nothing like climbing into the into your bed with these soft, they're like, you're like the most luxurious five-star hotel sheets in the world. They're so smooth. They're so comfortable, soft, silky smooth, and they're durable. They last. You can throw them in the washer and the dryer. They're made from a region, the cotton from the main region of the world where the best cotton on earth. They're called Giza Dream Sheets. So I said, Mike, can you give us a great price on those? Maybe for a limited time. And Mike, as always, came through. Listen to this. You can order the Giza Dream Sheets 60% off with prices as low as $39.99 when you enter the promo code MikeG. Let that sink in. So if you've been thinking about ordering the Giza Dream Sheets, but they were a little pricey for you, how about saving 60% off a set of Giza Dream Sheets with prices as low as $39.99 when you enter the promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Special Square. You'll see it there at MyPillow.com. Click on that box, and then with anything you order, enter the promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG, or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. You know, watching people get viciously attacked and canceled because they dare to question Fauci or anything about COVID or the mandates or the lockdowns is a pretty remarkable thing to see. And yet, the pushback is building. Robert Kennedy Jr. is a longtime vaccine skeptic. He's a guy that doesn't trust the ingredients in vaccines. So the COVID vaccine is nothing new for him. He's had this position for years. And in Washington, D.C., the last couple of days, there have been gatherings and rallies. There was a stop the mandate or a block the mandate rally on Sunday in D.C. Yesterday, a consortium of doctors and medical experts pushing back against the official narrative. You think about how fearless these people have to be. You know, Barry Weiss the other day on Real Time, Bill Maher's show on HBO said, there's a lot of my liberal and progressive friends who feel just the way I do, that COVID is done. We got to stop obsessing about it. We got to stop being consumed in the news, morning, noon, and night, and numbers and case study, blah, blah, blah. We're done. We got to live our lives. We got to learn to live with this thing. Well, put a mask on, put a mask on. Don't want to fly, don't fly. You don't want to be around people, stay home. But if you want to live your life, live your life. That's the way normal people are feeling, except perhaps in New York or in LA or in Chicago. Except perhaps these Democrat-run big cities who continue to be very, very fearful and timid and pro-lockdown, I guess. So Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I was once on a Fox News show with him, and man, it did not go well. He and I sparred about, it was about wind turbines or something. I was, remember when the Kennedy family didn't like those wind turbines out off the coast of Hyannisport, and they had them move because they didn't like the view? I thought, and I brought that up, he didn't like that at all. You know, a big pro-environmental family. Nonetheless, for many people, Kennedy is a voice of clarity on COVID and vaccines and mandates and all. Listen to Robert F. Kennedy yesterday in Washington, D.C.
Even in Hitler's Germany, you could
You can cross the Alps into Switzerland. You can hide in an attic like Anne Frank did. I visited in 1962 East Germany with my father and met people who had climbed the wall and escaped. So it was possible. Many died doing it, but it was possible. Today, the mechanisms are being put in place that will make it so none of us can run and none of us can hide. Within 5 years, we're going to see 415,000 low-orbit satellites. Bill Gates says his 65,000 satellites alone will be able to look at every square inch of the planet 24 hours a day. They're putting in 5G to harvest our data and control our behavior. Digital currency that will allow them to punish us from a distance and cut off our food supply.
Now, you can imagine the mainstream media's reaction to what he said. And listen, you could agree with that, have the same concerns he does. I have to admit, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but when I heard all the shock and panic about the 5G network being rolled out, maybe crashing airplanes last week, boy, something doesn't seem kosher about that. Didn't they have a better plan? Oh, our airplanes might crash when this 5D the 5G network comes online for all the mobile cell phone companies. But nothing to see here. We're not supposed to ask questions like that. You certainly can't ask questions about COVID. And you sure as heck can't push back against the vaccine. If you dare say something about therapeutics, if you dare say, what about natural immunity, if you've already had it, you get shot down. You get canceled. You get thrown out. Tomorrow I'm going to talk to Congressman Ken Buck, Republican from Colorado, about big tech's authority in deplatforming people and demonetizing people with big followings. I mean, it's happening. Neil Young, the singer, the Canadian singer, tells Spotify either Joe Rogan goes or I go. I hope Spotify's message is, been nice working with you, Neil. I mean, what the heck? Joe Rogan isn't allowed to have a podcast on Spotify? Because Neil Young is a crazed lefty who doesn't like Joe Rogan's approach? And incidentally, Joe Rogan is not a conservative. Joe Rogan just lets a lot of people talk with all kinds of views. And Joe Rogan has dared say, I don't know, Fauci's been correct all this. Oh, Joe Rogan's a kook. Joe Rogan's a Tucker Carlson. He must be stopped. He must be silenced. He must be deplatformed. Are you insane? That's what we do in America now? So when Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is talking about Nazi Germany and shutting people down and destroying people's lives, really, is he that far off the mark? Well, according to CNN, he is.
Anne Frank was in the Netherlands, not Germany. But you know what? Facts be damned here, because as I said, that's simply deranged. Never mind the fact the Nazis wanted to withhold vaccines as their genocidal policy. Joining us now, CNN political commentator S.E. Cobb. S.E., I don't know what to say.
Yeah, it defies. What can you say? You can't deal with the argument on its merits because it's bonkers. It's also really embarrassing. That's ugly, ignorant stuff. And you can sort of sense the embarrassment from Democrats, from members of his own family. I mean, a couple of years ago, members of RFK Jr.'s family wrote an op-ed that said, we love our Uncle Bob. We love our brother Robert. But the stuff he's saying is wrong. And in fact, it's dangerous. And you could sense the embarrassment and the heartbreak there.
Now, you could take two approaches to this, and I want to know yours. 1-800-655-MIKE. On the one hand, you could say, well, they have a right to criticize Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I guess. I mean, they're saying he's an embarrassment and he's dangerous and he's wrong. On the other hand, what if millions of people agree with him? Do you think that canceling him is justified? 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. What did you think of what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said at that rally in Washington, D.C.? Do you think he's bonkers, as the CNN folks said, or is he on to something? When I see the way people are being destroyed over their point of view, all under the guise of COVID, I mean, what's so wrong with what RFK Jr. said? 800-655-MIKE. Join me. One open line. 800-655-6453. You notice how everything is being done in America under the blanket cover of COVID?
COVID is God's gift to the left.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast. Just go to MikeGPodcasts.com. Plus, exclusive interviews and so much more. It's all at MikeGPodcasts.com.
Destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah.
Mike Gallagher.
Hi, my name is Casey. Just wanted to say that I was at the rally in Washington. Everything that RFK Jr. is saying definitely sounds correct. The man is a lawyer. He's smart. He knows what he's doing. So he knows what he's talking about. So why did he just all of a sudden go crazy this year, right? Okay, I just wanted to say that.
Well, I think they've always been a little annoyed by RFK Jr., but now that it's COVID time, you're not allowed to say anything that doesn't agree with Dr. Fauci. That's it. Fauci is the be-all, end-all. Forget all the contradictions of Fauci. Forget Fauci admitting that they lied about masks to preserve. I mean, admitting that to the public. They were caught. They didn't admit it, by the way, because they wanted to. So, you know, I'm just worried about living in a country where suddenly suppression and censorship and destroying somebody because of their point of view is tolerated. Frank's in Sarasota. Hey, Frank, welcome to the show. Too late. Cow's out of that barn. That's all right. No worries.
Well, anyway, I think we're living in a time of serious complacency. We're like a frog in the water, hot water right now. Things that are coming at us are coming, I think, biblically, and it's just one after another. Slowly but surely, they're going to add one thing on after another, and people don't notice it happening because the way I see it, most of America is pretty complacent. They've got it so good.
You're right.
And because they've had it so good, they don't see what's going on. And so they listen to these media, and the media keeps them in that lulled period of the frog in the water. And so that's they able to move on that way. And pretty soon, before you know it, your head's underwater.
It's the wildest thing to watch the silencing of any view that doesn't comport with what they want you to say. You know, the rock legend Eric Clapton, did you hear what he said about those of us?
Yeah.
Calls it mass formation hypnosis. And that phrase has been
used
a lot. Well, if you listen, it's hard for me to disagree. I mean, we're all collectively supposed to go along with what one narrative is. That's not America. It's never been America. My gosh, we're ostensibly a country where the courts have defended the right to burn a flag. You know what? If somebody has an opinion about a vaccine I don't agree with, they should not be shut down. They should not be canceled. They should not be destroyed. Now, let's pivot a little bit. Can you give me a good argument why we should be sending your sons and daughters to fight Russia over Ukraine? We're going to tackle that and more. Stick around. The Tuesday episode continues.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.